You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. It's really hard to believe that when this episode is released, we're only 2 days away from 2025. The end of the year is often a time when many of us take stock of where we've been and where we're going. Some of us are celebrating big wins, others may be feeling stuck or overwhelmed, and some of us are experiencing a mix of everything. And you know what? That's okay. Wherever you find yourself right now, you are welcome here. In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing some of my own reflections on this past year, both the highs and hard moments, personally and professionally. My hope is that this episode not only gives you a window into my world, but also inspires you to pause, reflect, and give yourself grace as you look back on your own year. Now, I want to be real with you. Not every year ends the way we hoped it would. Sometimes we close out the year feeling accomplished and proud, and other times it can feel messy, unfinished, or downright hard. If you are in that space right now, I want you to know that you're not alone. This episode is here to remind you that it is okay. You are enough. The story isn't over. There is more to come. I also want to invite you to take some time with this episode to reflect along with me. Maybe grab a journal, take some deep breaths, or even just let yourself think about your own year as you listen. And of course, if anything resonates with you, if you feel connected to any of this, I'd love to hear from you. Reach out to me on Instagram at Raise to Empower or share this episode with someone who might need to hear this. So let's dive in. I'm going to be sharing my challenges, again, my highlights, a little bit of what I'm carrying into the new year. So I hope you're ready to join me as I do some reflecting and just encouragement for you. Now, for me, this year personally has been incredibly challenging. I've been pretty open about it. And again, in the spirit of honesty and authenticity, I have struggled pretty bad with postpartum depression and rage. It's something that is not always talked about openly, but it's real. It's hard, and it can feel so isolating. And yes, it impacts mental health providers, even those like me who specialize in treating perinatal mental health conditions. And so for the last 3 months, I have really been working hard to fight my way out of this, to work with my own therapist, a psych nurse practitioner for medication support, and I am starting to begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel with this. And I share this to help destigmatize this, to normalize this experience. As providers, we are not immune to our own mental health struggles. Now, on top of my own struggles with postpartum depression, and this probably contributed to it as well, we experienced a big move with the Coast Guard this summer. We moved from Florida to Virginia, and that brought its own unique stressors. Moving is hard in and of itself. And uprooting a family and children every couple years and having to establish life in a new place with kids is a significant challenge. And the older they get, the more difficult it gets for a variety of different reasons. Watching them having to say goodbye and adjust to new routines, new places, new schools, new friendships has added another layer of difficulty and kind of unlocked this other level of parenting. Finding them new providers and support services has been ongoing and frustrating. Adjusting to life as a mom of three has been its own journey. And while, yes, it has moments that are full of joy and love, it has honestly been very overwhelming at many times. Juggling the needs of three little ones, finding time for myself, running a business, and maintaining my own mental health has been a constant balancing act. And yet, despite the struggles, there have been moments of light and growth. Looking back, I see the strength that it has taken me to keep going even on the hardest days. I am proud of the moments when I gave myself permission to pause, to rest, to simply be, or even to admit that I'm not okay. Celebrating little wins like moments of connection with my kids, or honoring myself, or allowing myself the grace when things don't go perfectly has been a big win for me this year. Moving to a new place, to a new space, has brought opportunities for adventure and exploration. And while it has been really hard, it has reminded me just of how resilient we are as a family. Now, professionally, this year felt like I was just going through the motions, a large part of it. I was on maternity leave until I returned in March, but the first three quarters of 2024, postpartum depression made it really hard for me to show up in the way that I wanted to. I felt disconnected and overwhelmed. I felt really limited in my capacity that I had to be present for others. And so that overwhelm, that disconnection, that is a really tough space to be in as a therapist when you are needing to hold space for other people. And so I had to really check with myself, honor where I was not ready, or honor my limitations of when I could come back or when I needed to take breaks. I also had to make the difficult decision to shut down the Village Community membership. It was a program that I loved and I really had poured my heart into, but the weight of postpartum depression and the ongoing added needs of my family, I realized that I couldn't keep that membership going. And I'll be honest, making that call was not easy. It was really hard. It felt like a loss and I grieved it in many ways. But sitting here today, I know that it was the right choice for me and my family at that time. And it's hard at times in a year like this where I've had to take breaks for postpartum and maternity leave. I had to take breaks for moves. And financially, this is not my strongest year. And so it can be hard to say, where are the wins? Where are the highlights? Where are the places of growth? But one of the biggest wins for me professionally this year was setting clearer boundaries with my clients. I made the intentional choice to limit my schedule so that I could honor my family's needs and my own well-being. And that was not easy, but it was necessary. It was what I had to do to be there for my family and to take care of myself. I am proud of the way that I gave myself grace to slow down. You know, slowing down can feel like we're falling behind. And don't get me wrong, like I struggle with that mentally all the time. But slowing down, it has allowed for space for me to have some healing and reconnection with myself and my family. And in this last quarter of the year, I finally started to feel like I was kind of crawling out of the fog of postpartum depression to see glimpses of myself that had disappeared in many ways. I began to reengage with aspects of my private practice that bring me joy. I reconnected with my purpose and started finding my voice again, both in the therapy room and as a business coach. And I'm beginning to question what is next for me and trying to listen to the parts of myself that need to be reignited. Not out of a place of hustle, not out of a place of this exponential growth, but out of a place of finding the things that I'm passionate about and putting those things out in the world.
Are you a mental health practitioner looking to streamline your administrative tasks and get rid of the overwhelm of running your practice? Look no further than Simple Practice, the electronic health record designed with you in mind. Simple Practice isn't just another electronic health record. It's your secret weapon for simplifying the chaos. From scheduling appointments to billing and beyond, Simple Practice has everything you need to run your practice efficiently and effectively. With Simple Practice, you can finally reclaim your time and focus on what truly matters, your clients and your family. Gone are the days of scrambling to manage appointments and billing. Simple Practice handles it all seamlessly so you can spend less time stressing and more time connecting. With Simple Practice, you can schedule appointments with ease, send automated appointment reminders to reduce no-shows, and even conduct secure video sessions all within one platform. Plus, their HIPAA-compliant telehealth feature ensures that your client's privacy is always protected. Simple Practice also streamlines your billing process, allowing you to create and send professional invoices, accept credit card payments, and even submit insurance claims all with just a few clicks. Simple Practice has designed their platform to be intuitive and easy to use because they know that your time is precious and every moment counts. So whether you're squeezing in clients between school pickups and sports practices, or catching up on paperwork during nap time, Simple Practice has your back. Join the ranks of empowered women and mom therapists who are revolutionizing their practice with Simple Practice. Ready to streamline your practice and simplify your life? Head over to bit.ly/AshleySimplePractice to start your 30-day free trial and get up to $200 off your paid subscription. Trust me, you won't know how you ever lived without it. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. For the last several years, I have chosen a word for the year to kind of help keep me tethered to. The year that my husband was gone for 17 weeks while I was solo parenting with a 2-month-old and we were preparing for a cross-country move in months after that, the word was survive. The year after my second baby turned 1 and I was coming out of postpartum anxiety and coming down from a big move, the word was ease. And this year, as I'm reflecting on the struggles I've experienced during 2024 and knowing that nothing magical happens when that clock strikes midnight and it becomes 2025, that year isn't going to magically make life any easier. But my word for that year, for what's to come, is heal. To heal myself mentally and physically, to heal my ruptures that I've had in my relationships with my kids, to heal my marriage and the places where parenting has made things harder for us to connect. To heal my private practice looks like reconnecting to the parts of my practice that maybe have been on autopilot to rejuvenate them in a new way. To heal my coaching business looks like grounding myself back in my core values and purposes and reconnecting to the things that feel natural and not forced and not succumbing to the hustle culture. Not every year ends neatly tied up with a bow. Life does not always follow a linear path, and I am a poster child for that. And that is okay. Setbacks, unexpected challenges, or feelings of being stuck are part of the journey. So if you're sitting here listening to this and you're looking back on 2024 and feeling like you didn't hit the goals you set, or you face more challenges than you expected, I want to remind you that growth is not always visible. Sometimes the work you're doing is below the surface, laying the foundation for what's next. Maybe this year didn't go as planned, but what did it teach you? What strength did you find in yourself? What lessons can you carry forward into the new year? Even the hardest seasons can give us something valuable. And I know for many of us, this year has had a lot of those hard seasons. And so it's easy to look at other people's lives and feel like you're falling short, that they have it all together, that you are somehow lacking, but you're not. Your journey is yours. So give yourself permission to rest, reflect, and know that you are enough just as you are. The beautiful thing about a new year is that it is a fresh chapter. Again, nothing magical happens January 1, but it gives us a moment in time to create a marker of, okay, this is an opportunity to regroup, take a breath, and look to what's next. You don't need to have it all figured out. You don't need a perfect plan. Just take it one step at a time and trust that growth is happening even when it's hard to see. And so before I wrap up this episode, I really want to invite you to pause for a moment to think about one thing that you are proud of from this year, no matter how small it feels. And think about one hope or one intention or one word that you want to carry with you into this next year. It could be connected to your personal life. It could be connected to your business, your professional goals, your career. Hold on to that. Use that word as a mantra or an intention for 2025.
Wherever this year has left you, know that you're not alone. You are strong, you are capable, you are doing important work, both in your life and in the lives of those that you serve. I'm proud of you, and I can't wait to see how you continue to grow in the year ahead. If this episode resonates with you, I really would love to hear your reflections. So send me a message on Instagram, share your word with me, share your intentions. Share this episode with someone that you think might need a little encouragement as they close out 2024. I am excited about what's to come for the Raised to Empower podcast in this new year. We'll be diving into topics that inspire and equip you to thrive personally and professionally. So stay tuned. And thank you so much again for being here, for being a part of this community, and for all the incredible work that you do. So here's to stepping into the new year with grace, hope, and courage. I will see you in 2025. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.